for it. Wait for it.
All right, Nate, just first question. Just kind of give the Bronco fans an update on how you're doing with your injury, and you expect to be ready by camp next year.
Well, yeah, my injury is totally healed. I feel good. I feel 100%. I'm training with everyone else out there, running fast, feeling good, and so I'm going to be ready to go, absolutely.
What was the first thing that crossed your mind last year against San Diego when that injury hit? I mean, did you know how serious it was, or did you have other thoughts going through your mind at the same time?
No, the first thing that honestly crossed my mind was pop. Because it popped. It popped really bad as I was running. And I know my body really well. And that pop, you know, caused me to hop on one leg. No one really saw it because it was on a kickoff and I just kind of stumbled off the field. But I didn't go to the ground. I didn't, you know, cause any stoppage of play, so people didn't really notice. But I was running full speed and the thing popped. I had two adductors, which are two groin muscles, basically break off the bone. And so immediately I knew it was bad. And then the next day, you know, it was swollen and purple. So it was really disappointing, you know, because I've worked really hard to get to that point. But it's a progress. It's a process. Getting hurt, recovering, injury is part of football, and I'm ready to get out there and go again.
You talk about the disappointment. I mean, up to that point, he had a touchdown against Jacksonville Week 2. He had a career-long 24-yard catch against Indianapolis, and then he had a catch in that San Diego game. Was it frustrating for you to know that you were playing good football at that time, and then he had to just all of a sudden just end it at that point?
Very frustrating, yeah. Very frustrating. I think that I can be that guy. You know, I feel like I can get the job done. I can catch the ball when it's needed, and I can have that role. And so it was really frustrating. I'd worked really hard to get to that point, but life is a series of ups and downs. I know that, and football is not pretty. Things don't always go according to plan. But I'm just going to keep pushing. It's not that's what it's about for me is the push. It's not about the touchdown, it's not about, you know, raising my hands in the air. It's about that hard work and trying to actualize what I know I can do. In my head, I know what I can do, so I'm just trying to get that done out on the field.
So you know you're out for the season at that point. So what was the hardest thing for you on the sidelines watching the season? I mean, what was the hardest thing you had to go through?
Just watching, you know, the guys that I worked with in the off season and in training camp. Competing at the highest level and just sitting there being helpless, you know, watching that. That's tough to watch when, you know, I'm not a watcher. I'm a doer. We all are. Everyone on that field likes to be doing it. We don't like to be watching it. We don't like to be on the sidelines. And so, you know, that was year five for me, so I felt comfortable out on the field. I felt comfortable with the offense. I felt comfortable with my role. And it was hard to just get that, you know, run into a brick wall like that and just kind of stand there limping around like a gimp and feeling sorry for myself.
You talked about being that all-around guy. Did it really help when this team was struggling, knowing that, hey, I can help in that, you know, blocking on this running play, or I can help in this area of the passing game? I mean, you talk about being that all-around guy, and then you see the team struggle like it did last year. Did those kind of things go through your head?
Sure. You want to be in football, the more you can do, the better you are, the better off you are. The more you can help the team and the more confidence coaches will have in you. If I can play special teams and I can catch the ball on offense and I can run block and if they want to split me out, I can do that. That's important to be able to be a jack of all trades, especially for a guy like me who's not, you know, the guy on offense. I'm not a starter. I feel like, you know, if they can plug me in certain areas, then that's my game. And being taken out of that game is a shame. That rhymed.
Being with the team then for a while, like you said, was this the hardest season you've seen this franchise go through last year?
Yeah, probably. The last couple have been tough, you know, because we felt like the players, the coaches, we felt like we had it all. You know, we had the pieces, but it just didn't come together. And football is difficult like that. You never know. I mean, there's a few little things that are going to make it a successful season or an unsuccessful season. It's a really delicate balance, and it's hard to find that balance. And the coaches, that's what they try to do. They try to find that balance. And you think you have it, and then all of a sudden things start to go the wrong way, and it's super frustrating. It's hard to pinpoint exactly why. And so there's tinkering that gets done every offseason to try to make it the right formula to get it done. And the last couple seasons have been a bit difficult around here, but I think that we have the guys in place, the coaches in place, to turn that around.
Well, you know, maybe other people can't pinpoint why, but in your opinion, especially you talk about all the pieces that were here, you know, everyone thought that all the weapons were here on offense to get that thing moving. In your opinion, why did things not go maybe the right way last year?
like I said, man, it's difficult to pinpoint it. It really is. We struggled in lots of areas. I mean, we struggled in every area, in certain times and in the wrong times. You know, we'd have great time. We'd have, you know, great spells where we do really well. Then we'd fall off. And so it's really hard to say this is why or this is why or this is why. You can't. Football's too complex for that, you know? I mean, you can micromanage it and get down to the stats and to this and to that, but in my opinion, it's about something that's more elusive. It's harder to, if you have that balance, that chemistry, that you can fall off in a couple areas, you can have some bad games on defense, but still get the win, you know what I mean? And so that's what we're trying to find. We're trying to find that right group of guys that gets it done.
Well, let's look at the flip side then, because every time there's a negative, you can always look at positives of the situation. What did you see positively from the offense last year? Some things maybe you saw as a team as a whole that said, okay, this is going to, you know, I'm looking forward to this next year.
Well, offensively, we moved the ball really, really well with a lot of young players. And that's really encouraging. In this league, it's hard to get that done. There's a lot of good defenses out there, and we moved the ball consistently. Didn't score as consistently as we moved the ball. Red zone wasn't great, so that's a thing we have to work on. But and everyone's maturing, especially at the quarterback position. You get a guy who's a second-year guy. This is going to be his third year, and he's very, very talented. And as long as everyone can rally around him and find out what his strengths are and work to accentuate those, we have a lot of weapons on offense, like you said. And as long as we balance that out, it's going to be fine.
And last question, now that you know that you're recovering from the injury, should be ready to go next year, what kind of goals do you have for yourself?
Staying healthy is one of those goals. I'm working for that every day. I want to get on the field. I want to catch passes. That's the thing that I do best in this world. I love catching balls. That's what I want to do. But overall, I want to contribute to this team's winning, you know, wherever that can be. I think that I can be reliable in any facet of the game, so I want to be involved. I want to be an integral part of this team as we move forward and try to achieve our goal.
Nate, it's always great to have you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Absolutely.